Wiener Garnshow.
The cold weather and the running, both good for keeping off the weight. Here's your good day program for Thursday. Today's the 15th, right? Was that yesterday?
16th, yesterday.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Day off here. The Ides of December were yesterday. So the algebraic, the equation for today, the algebraic equation is 15 plus 1. No, wait a minute. 15 plus X equals 16. What's right. X?
That's it.
Right. Let me it, think.
Right? Yeah. 800-510-8255 connects you with Richie and Jennifer and Clay and Doug. I'm changing my name today, though. I've decided I'm going to be Goomba Doug today. There are a lot of radio people who have these strange names.
Mm.
Bubba, the love sponge.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bubba. And
so I just thought it would be neat for me to change my name. I want to be Bubba the Love Doug. That's not How about Dugga the Love Sponge?
That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Or Goomba Dugga?
I kind of
like... I should be doing a program in Indonesia or something. Right? Dugga Goomba.
Hey, I've got a name you can use.
What's that, Richie?
Dudley.
Oh, perfect.
Whoa.
Is there any of my Facebook pages have any of that stuff or connects that? I don't know. Nothing
I know of.
I don't think so.
All right, speaking of Facebook, we have communication. This is a radio program that communicates. We are connected.
Email.
Is this our almost old using email? Huh?
Ding dong.
I wonder what Times Man of the Year Mark Zuckerberg thinks about us focusing. I wonder if he even thinks about us. We can be heard where he is. Hey, Mark, give us a call when you wake up, will you? 800-510-8255.
Oh, he's up.
He's up now?
No, he's one of those all-night
guys?
Diet soda
really?
And M&M kind of guys.
Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm
I think if he heard Clay Cohen on this program, he'd probably want to call right away and hire Clay.
I think he'd want to pay Clay millions of dollars for his new website that he has launched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See you later, Clay.
Clay, how was your web launch yesterday?
It's going good, actually. I got like 400
going
people.
Going good?
Huh? Yeah, it's going quite well. Yeah. I've been promoting the site by going to Apple stores and setting it as the home page.
It's smart, though. That
what are you doing?
Cool.
This is on my time or your time?
On my time.
Let's give Clay 30 seconds to promote his new website called tidvid.com. And, Clay, what is tidvid.com all about?
It's basically a video blogging service, so you can record videos from your webcam and keep it in a nice little stream of videos, or you can collect clips from YouTube you like and share them in a really clean interface at tidvid.com. Or tidvid.com/cats for cat videos.
Or dogs for dog videos, I'm sure.
Exactly.
What about cow videos?
That's a great idea. I have tidbit.com/stupidpeople for videos of stupid people getting hurt. I have tidbit.com/animalwars for videos of animals fighting. Train versus for videos of trains hitting things.
He may be young, but he knows how to plug his stuff.
He sure does.
I wish he'd give half the effort to doing the things he's supposed to do working for me.
I said yesterday, Doug, that Justin Timberlake will soon be playing Clay Cohut in a movie.
Really? There
yes.
you go. Who's going to play Julian Assange in the movie?
You.
Woody Allen.
You.
Woody
okay.
Allen. Huh.
Here's an email from Bonnie. I love your show. In the 60s, when I went to school, lunch was 25 cents. I said that. My lunch was maybe... What, we were talking about school lunch menus yesterday?
Yes.
Wasn't it yesterday? It was yesterday,
yes.
Right? And so anyway, this lady went to school. I was, let's see, it was the 50s when I started school, and it was 25 cents. And when I got out, I think it was still the same 25 cents. They made a tuna casserole that was so good I couldn't stop eating it. I'd go back for seconds and thirds. One time I ate so much of that tuna casserole, I sneezed and it came out my nose.
I think Betty Ford has a tuna casserole center, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It was very much like Tuna Helper, and so I love Tuna Helper today because it reminds me of the tuna casserole from my childhood. Isn't that sweet?
You know, I posted the lunch topic on my Facebook page and got a lot of responses.
What were some of the responses, Richard?
Well, Aaron said, pizza. Without a doubt, Michael Powers said, don't remember the name, but it was ground hamburger, gravy, and mashed potatoes. So that started a string of conversation, thinking it was a shepherd's pie.
Yep.
Amy McLean said, LOL, I can't believe we're talking about this. But mine was called Quickie Pizza, pizza sauce on top of an English muffin and tater tots, and it was 55 cents.
All right.
Let's see. Bruce said, one of our school lunches we liked the most was rolls. The rolls were made fresh every day, not frozen. I remember paying 35 cents for lunch in elementary school, and it was sticker shock when it went up to 50 cents. Marcia, who went to the same school I did, she graduated a year before I did, said she thought we paid $1.50 for lunch. I thought that was a little high, but she liked the tater tots and the iced tea. Marty Teresi, who is a former Facebook friend of ours, or was on the show with us because of her Facebook connection with us, said soup, beans, and ham, 40 cents.
Ah.
Soup, beans, and ham.
That's actually pretty healthy. I think that this time of year especially, that would be very healthy.
Tracy Phillips said Mexican straw hat, which I asked what that was, and apparently it was the chili and pasta and Fritos. Remember that?
Fritos, pasta, and chili. Now, that's a breakfast champion.
Yeah.
Let me see. And then Monica said they had these Pronto Pups, which were hot dogs wrapped in, like, bread. It was like a, you know, like those bagel dog type things.
Yeah, right.
Like a pig in blanket?
Yeah. An email from Jimmy Half. Doug, we have great food at St. Joseph's in Fremont, Ohio. Let's see here. 1964 is where I went to school. We got government surplus butter, cheese, and I helped in the kitchen. Peanut butter mixed with surplus butter. Let's see, to use it up and added to tomato soup. Nothing like tomato soup and butter, peanut butter sandwiches. Meatloaf and mac and cheese. All the best, Doug.
Meatloaf and mac and cheese.
All right. Some more of your email coming up. Keep it coming. Doug at DougStefan.com as well, or Doug at GoodDayShow.com. 14 after on Good Day.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y... folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway breakfast melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
800-510-8255. Our good day email address is doug@dougstefan.com. Here's, Keith Tracy in Punta Gorda, Florida writes, we were talking about smoking earlier in the week and how bad it was. Not that that's any big news, but it's the wrinkle sort of that brought it to all of our attention. When I quit smoking 25-plus years ago, I continued to put the cost of 2 packs of cigarettes aside every day, increasing the amount as the price rose for the product.
Smart guy.
I would deposit that money into the bank and at intervals invested the accumulated sum. Over 20 years, I have $80,000.
Wow.
That is the best example.
That's awesome.
Instead of all that money going up in smoke, literally and figuratively, the guy was smart enough to figure it out. There you go.
That's awesome.
Here is Jim from Tiffin. All right, Jim, let's see here. I have an interesting idea for you. Why is everybody all concerned about funding Social Security and Obamacare and not so concerned about foreign aid and funding wars on foreign soil? If you Google U.S. foreign aid, you'll see the top countries that we are now bribing. Bribing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that is a serious problem. When you look at the earmarks that are in this bill, the omnibus spending bill that was put through yesterday, you see the disgusting waste of money. It just goes on and 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 on. It just gets to be. Last night I went to a meeting. There's a new farmers union group that's called, well, the American Farmers Union has not had any representation in New England, so they're now starting the New England Farmers Union. And they introduced themselves as a new board of directors. And there were about 100 people that were at this meeting from all over New England. And the first matter of discussion was their profile and what they think is important. And they support Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Act. So you can imagine who the first person was who got up to ask them questions. Guess who that was, Richie?
Who was it, Doug?
Who? Yours truly got up and went through all of the things, and I was reading, mostly I've been influenced by somebody that sent me an email. This 510 thing has been, as you know, well, most people who do this for a living have little pet projects, pet peeves, if you will. You hear some things that come back to the surface often, and this has been mine for well over a year. Senate Bill 510 is extraordinarily dangerous, and the one way to fix it, I figured this out last night after talking to some people, Richie. The way, and this is what most people don't get about the system itself, senators and congressmen don't read the bill.
Correct.
That's a given. They do not read the bill.
Right.
So when it goes to conference committee, if it does happen to pass, the House is one way, Senate another, they put it together. One of the things that the people who are behind the scene, if you will, the staff members that work all these things out, they change words around. Because, again, the senators don't know what they voted on, neither the congressmen. So they get cute and clever, and they change may to shall and things like that. So the guy said to me, don't worry about this bill, because it says may in it, but when it goes to conference, it's going to say shall. So the things like the FDA shall do this, that, and the other, they can't leave it to their discretion. They tell them what to do. So I felt a little better about it anyway, but thanks to Cindy Beyer for your email on Senate Bill 510. 21 after on Good Day.
Thank you. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wonders.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is
like
to
rap.
Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail
ring. You know what it is?
Making spirits bright.
I'm Jewish, I can't stand this song, but see how fast I can get through it.
Barbara Streisand. And a song of the season, if you will. We'll have our contest to identify one of the Christmas songs of the day 3 hours from now. If you want to stick around for that or come back for that, depending on what your schedule is, the identity of, name that tune, name that Christmas tune for some of the Zuzu pet things that we're giving away. Meanwhile, Barbara Streisand was on with Larry King last night talking about a lot of different things. Larry King's last show, I think, is tonight, isn't it?
It's tonight.
And she's been on with him a lot. They obviously are fans of one another. She talked about something that she's talked about 100 times, but she talked about it once, and that is how women have come a long way, baby.
A man is commanding, a woman is demanding. A man is forceful, a woman is pushy. A man is a perfectionist, a woman's a pain in the ass. Has that changed?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Do you? So therefore, we say, when you want something done right, as opposed to a man wanting something done right, it's two different things.
I think so. We've come a long way, but not, you know, we're not equal yet.
I think she's right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's so predictable. And the people so focus on her as a, what is the, she's a lightning rod for a lot of people's anger, but it becomes... It's pedantic.
Well, what do you want her to say? I was wrong about everything. Girls, get back in the kitchen. Okay. Put on your apron.
What I'm saying is not really about Barbara Streisand, about people's reaction to her. She becomes a lightning rod because she is who she is. But by the same token, the reason that she's popular is because she is as direct as she has been. For all those who don't like her because they don't like her singing, they don't like her politics, they don't like whatever it is they don't like, there are many people who are on her side. They like. And so what she's done intelligently, a lot like Cher, continue over the years to keep attention funneled at you so you keep your career going. She is one of the most highly paid touring professionals in the country, if not in the world. She still does it.
Oh, she's touring again, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's touring. I got you for Christmas.
She's also written a book, Richie, called My Passion for Design. It's about she's evidently quite talented as an interior decorator.
I've seen pictures of her house. They're beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she seems to have found the relationship that she wants with Brolin. So they seem to be, you never hear much about him, so there's no controversy. Probably just settled in. He knows where to let it go. And
She said she's kind of glad, in a way, that Hillary Clinton didn't become the first woman president.
Why don't you listen? I want to listen to that and find out why she said that.
In a way, I'm glad Hillary Clinton wasn't the first woman president, because with this economic crisis, they would have probably blamed her gender rather than the 8 years preceding, you know?
You're probably right. Whoever gets it is going to get blamed, so would have been the first woman.
That's right.
As the first black is being blamed, is he not?
It's his fault.
It's all his fault.
Right. All right, sorry, enough on Barbara Streisand. At Christmas time in Kansas City, the Secret Santa has hit the streets. There's a longstanding Kansas City tradition of Secret Santa giving out $100 bills. Remember we talked about this last year?
Yeah. That's cool.
This goes to unsuspecting strangers. They are in stores, food markets. Sometimes the Secret Santa goes to the shelters. Some people gasp in surprise. Others want to know if the $100 bills are real. I say, Secret Santa. Hey, here's the Secret Santa. He's giving out fake $100 bills.
Yeah. It is kind of true, though. We would question it.
I'd go give it to some store and let them figure it out.
Yeah. Well,
to me, it's real. Here.
Yeah. I think that it's a neat thing, and it's one thing that sort of separates Kansas City from everybody else at Christmas time.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is Living Well. Healthy eating means different things to a lot of different people, but for me, it means eating whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible. And to make them more flavorful, I rely on two items that no kitchen should be without: herbs and spices. Researchers have discovered that many herbs and spices actually have more disease-fighting antioxidants than most fruits and vegetables. Not to mention, when you use low-calorie herbs and spices to season your food, you can inject flavor without adding salt, sugar, and fat. So which herbs and spices are in my pantry? For sheer versatility and antioxidant power, you can't beat cinnamon. Use it to liven up your yogurt, your oatmeal, and even your coffee. Oregano is another antioxidant leader. Just a single teaspoon has as much antioxidant power as 3 cups of broccoli. And don't forget about the garlic, ginger, turmeric, and rosemary. Not only do these herbs and spices do wonders for your cooking, they'll help you live well, too. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Be jolly at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Doors open Friday 8 a.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. for our best morning specials until 1 p.m. Like 1/10 carat diamond box jewelry, $29.99. Junior sweaters and sweater dresses, $19.99. Jeffrey Bean and Oscar de la Renta sweaters for him, $19.99. Bella Cucina novelty electrics, $14.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. And 1 carat diamond earrings, $599. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
15%.
Yesterday's news. December 16th, 1944, the Battle of the Bulge begins. In Germany's last major offensive of World War II, Hitler's troops broke through the Allied front and created a triangular bulge 60 miles deep and 50 miles wide.
The late dispatch describes the situation along the entire 60-mile front as confused and serious. A second powerful wave of German infantry and armor has been thrown against the First Army and has deepened its penetration.
The massive attack in Belgium surprised the Allies, who couldn't rely on their air superiority due to a dense fog.
The First Army's problem is complicated by weather. Low clouds and thick fog have deprived it of air support while helping to conceal the approach of German attacks.
Germany's goal to divide British and American forces failed when the skies cleared and the Allies struck from above. Over 70,000 Americans were killed in the Battle of the Bulge, the heaviest single battle toll in U.S. history. And that's yesterday's news for December 16th.
Is the season to be jolly? Fa la 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 la, la la, la la, la la. My daughter used to say when she was just learning that she could open her mouth and something would come out of it. La la,
la la la.
It's funny how you remember. It's 35 years ago. La la. Matter of fact, 35 years ago next week, because she'll be 36 on the. She'll be 37. Ooh. On the 27th. time marches on. She's so funny. She loves Christmas. She called me yesterday to remind me about something else that I have to bring with me when I come out next week.
What in the world could she be asking you to bring? Yeah.
Oh, well, yesterday she called and reminded me. Remember, I think I said this on the air, to bring my Christmas stocking that was mine as a kid. Has little bells on it.
Okay.
I remembered that. And then there was some other thing from her room that she wanted me to make sure to bring.
I love her. You know, I love Christmas, too. We should hang out.
So here's a spirit of the season sort of story. That's neat. We haven't really spent a lot of time talking about in terms of the Good Day program and good stories and keeping the spirit alive. It so bothers me that people will twist and turn this around so that we have all these clowns that are around fighting about the Christmas. There must be 13 stories today about protests and all this other hoo-ha. Now, here's a story from Southwest Harbor, and I believe this is Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, where the eighth grade class at a middle school was going to go on a class field trip. Instead, they decided to donate the money they had raised to a fourth grader who needs help because the this student who's in the class is fighting leukemia. 18 students in the class donating $2,400 to Josh Sawyer and his family. Josh is going through treatment in Boston for a kind of rare form, apparently, of leukemia. So when you think about this, and you think about all of the good, doesn't it make you want to scream when you see these fools who are out there yelling about... I saw one story this morning. I'm seeing if I can find it in the headlines that I have up here. One group... Oh, this is a group of people who want... If you're going to have a nativity scene, you got to put up everything else that pertains to every other religious group. And this constant haranguing at what is nonsense. It's not that I'm intolerant of other religions. People who send me those notes, go blow it. Would you please leave... Everybody's entitled to his or her point of view, and I respect it even if I don't agree. But for you to chastise me because I say, let's everybody live sort of together in harmony, I don't have a problem doing this. It's not necessarily the action. It's the way these people go about their objections.
You can't have yours without me being able to have mine.
Yeah, right.
So you have to acknowledge me because I'm just as important as you.
And that's okay.
No,
that's
it's
okay.
Not. No.
But it's the way that it's
Why do I have
put.
To acknowledge you? I'm celebrating my holiday. You celebrate
we
yours.
Don't stop you from celebrating. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a
Leave
way
me alone.
Yeah. Leave me alone. So anyway, that's one good story. I started to tell the story a few minutes ago, if you weren't listening, the Secret Santa in Kansas City. I remember when we talked about this when the original Secret Santa died a couple of years ago. Remember the fellow's name was Larry Stewart? As a matter of fact, I think we interviewed him about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
And then he died a couple of years after we talked to him.
He created Secret Santa?
Well, one that they have in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City. Okay. He goes around. This fellow, Larry Stewart, was very wealthy. And he would go, he'd put the Santa suit on, and he'd go around town and give away $1 million and $100 bills every Christmas. And so somebody else this year has picked up on that, but the person who's doing it prefers to stay anonymous. Which is even better because if you're really trying to help people, why would you say, look, here I am, I'm doing such great things. This guy really gets it because he doesn't want credit. He doesn't want people to know who he is. He puts on the disguise, tapes the beard to his face. He was out on Tuesday, gave away $10,000 in Kansas City. One recipient was a police officer who has terminal cancer. He gave a homeless man who he saw pushing a shopping cart. An 81-year-old woman told her 27 grandchildren she wouldn't be able to afford any Christmas gifts. And Bernadette Turner, an unemployed mother of two. So he gave the person with cancer $1,000. The homeless man got $1,000. The 81-year-old woman got $2,700. Bernadette got $2,000 for her children, and this is the way he listens to the story. He doesn't just go out and give them the money. He asks them what their story is and then decides how much to flip to give them. How many $100 bills do you need?
Or I wonder how it is that he doesn't just get mobbed on the street. You know, they see a guy walking around in the street in a Santa Claus. That's the guy's giving away $1,000. Let's go get some.
That's a point, Richie. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, those people who don't believe in Santa Claus, those of you... What?
Stop talking like that.
Well, I'm telling you, this is Santa Claus.
Yes,
Santa Claus exists. The Secret Santa. $40,000 he's already given out this month alone.
Wow.
God
cool.
bless the guy.
I know.
Yeah. He walked up to Peggy Potter, who is 59 years of age.
Peggy Potter.
Peggy
Man,
Potter.
Does that something sound like something out of Central Casting?
Yeah. Looked at some, she was looking at the thrift store at some framed prints. He made some small talk with her, put his arm around her, and she started to cry because her son died a year ago. Her husband died last July, and her daughter died 2 months ago.
Oh.
How do you like that? Christmas, and in the last year, everybody in your family's dead. She said, today's been a rough day for me, thinking about my loved ones. I've been having a hard time, so he gave her $200, gave her a hug and told her that the poster she was holding had special meaning. It was a photo of two hands, one large, one small, a parent or a grandparent holding a young child's hand. So, and now on the bottom of the of this picture, Richie, it said, kindness in giving creates love. Isn't it?
Very nice.
What a sweet story. So, here's, you want to go crazy or not? Do I upset everybody by telling, this is a Florida group. Let's see here. Where is this? This is a Boca Raton in the City Hall. Let me read this because it's in small print.
Get close to the light.
My those arms, of you who are watching.
My arms are too short.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. I'm going to. The people who will ask, Richie, if you're watching this, you see me move into the light here a little bit. If you're on Doug, if you're on GoodDayShow.com and you're watching the video, you'll get a kick there out of this. Anyway, this is a Christian group that are protesting what they call discrimination after, let's see here, the this City Hall display, a manger, was left out. No, I don't think that's the case. I think they left the manger out. No, they did leave it out. Yeah, okay. They left the manger out because some other groups wanted to have their stuff put in there. And the city manager said, no, we just want the Christmas. And this other group started making a lot of noise, so they just took it away. So a group of Christian groups marched on City Hall, and they had their placards and Christmas for the Christians and yada, yada, yada. But it's, I don't know. Shall I bother? Here's the other one.
Hey, these stories start to get old, and I hate giving them attention anymore.
All right, so one more, Richie, okay. Just so that you can be a little more annoyed. This is from Oregon. A public school, this is, again, like the Boca Raton story, people want to remain neutral. So students at a public school in Oregon will not see Christmas trees because they are a holiday spirit symbol.
No.
And if there aren't other religious decorations to go alongside of them, the superintendent, Julie DiCiro, told the school board that they there have been too many court cases regarding school holidays and displays, and doesn't think that the Ashland District should get into it. So the decision was made to take all any reference to Christmas down in any school in the district.
So just for the threat of just having to pay all the money to defend their...
Yep. Yeah, right. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, kill all the lawyers. That's what I say. That's what I want.
And Merry Christmas.
That's what I want for Christmas, Santa Claus.
And you know what? This is what... See, here's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Somebody is saying, well, they're all Jewish anyway. And that's not true, but... You know,
I don't think it is at all. I mean, I have to tell you, every Jewish person I know, like we mentioned this yesterday, is cool with Christmas.
More cool than we are. They have a good time, making a lot of money.
They do Hanukkah, they enjoy Hanukkah, and then, hey, it's Christmas
like
too.
It? Everybody disappears.
Why, Jennifer, did the Salvation Army not distribute Harry Potter and Twilight toys? Is it because somebody said it was because they're incompatible with the Christian beliefs of the Salvation Army?
That could be.
Well, I mean,
that if you're a good Christian, you're not supposed to go see Harry Potter.
Well, they don't believe in witchcraft and all that stuff.
The Salvation Army does.
Well, the
extreme right-wing Christians.
Yeah, they have a problem with the witchcraft. They say it's Satan's magic or whatever.
I went to a Christian school in eighth grade, and you'd be surprised at how many of those kids were not, or those children were not allowed to read the books.
Yeah. So what does that do for opening up people's minds? It's not only that, but Twilight. What's in Twilight, Jennifer, that would
vampires.
Make... Vampires not good in Christian. No, Christians don't believe in vampires? But you have to be a Christian not to believe in vampires?
I think it's only in the New Testament, or Old Testament, so it's back to the Jews.
Yeah. Oh, those pesky Jews.
But vampires aren't the devil's magic. They're just
blood-sucking.
They're bats.
Yeah. All right,
like
before we get
either.
Carried away here, Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a minute for some important medical information at 14 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The economy is still struggling to recover, but the holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children across the country, including the 14 million living in poverty. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's less fortunate children. With unemployment still at all-time highs, Toys for Tots is experiencing an unprecedented rise in requests for toys. At the same time, donations are down, as many lack the extra cash to purchase a gift for a less fortunate child. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's not too late to put a smile on the face of a less fortunate child this Christmas morning. Donate online at www.toysfortots.org and give the gift of hope this holiday.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offer valid through 12-18-10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program now. Time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert, with his daily dose of important information, which you can download anytime. They're all archived for you. Go to the listen box at gooddayshow.com and bring them down. You can also find them at Ken's website, drkenshow.com. So what's the good news about multivitamins today, Ken?
This is out of the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium this week. Doug, women with breast cancer who take multivitamins with minerals, they appear to face lower odds of having their cancer come back or dying. Doug, this is especially in women who undergo radiation therapy. Good news and very easy to do.
All right. The other item today, I see, well, a couple of different items. Doctors are talking about the results of the FDA advisory committee having hearings now to re-review the scientific evidence on mercury in fillings.
Yeah, more to come on this. We just don't know what they're going to say, but the fact is they've been pressured to relook at this, and we'll talk about
pressure
it later in the week.
Pressured because they were wrong, because science is wrong.
Oh, let's see what they decide.
No, I've decided for them.
Oh, come on.
You know, come
intuition.
On. Yeah, right.
Let's see what they say, but there's certainly something there.
Yeah, of course.
And there's a lot of pressure, but who knows? That's the problem here, Doug. Are they using science, or are they just being pressured to come to
it? No, did they use science in the first place, or were they pressured by the ADA
Correct.
To come up with a finance?
Correct.
Please. All right, we have doctors encouraging screening for aortic aneurysms because of what happened with Holbrook, right?
Absolutely. Over the age of 65, I think everybody should be screened. Unfortunately, Medicare doesn't approve it unless you're 65 and a smoker. But if you have a family history of this, get screened. Don't smoke. Keep your blood pressure under control. I think everyone over 65 should be screened for aortic aneurysms.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
As Richie, right on the job. Rich, good job.
Where's the news?
It'll be along soon enough.
Where is that guy with the news?
Right now, 53 past the hour, the Facebook Man of the Year, Mark Zuckerberg.
You didn't get it again this year.
Time Magazine.
I voted for you.
Well, Doug got it in 2008, I believe.
I did.
2006 was the year that Doug got it.
Oh. Maybe 2016.
Maybe next year.
I'll vote for you again. Look it up. 2006.
Do you find this inspiring? I don't. Nothing about this inspires me.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Zuckerberg. No. I like that. That's good, Richie. Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Why didn't I think of that?
Think about it, Doug.
Zuckerberg.
He has found a way to unite 1/12 of the Earth's population.
Well, if it is uniting, that's fine. I'm happy to have people. I think that's what we need. I think we need... I think we ought to have people this.
Hey, listen,
one world government. Everybody.
Listen.
Yeah.
You can talk about all the bad things on Facebook, personal privacy. Yeah. It's true.
Good. Where there's bad, Richie, there's good.
But you know what?
But it's a beast. Everybody knows about it.
There are probably, out of my almost 2,000 friends on Facebook, there are probably 300 to 400 of those friends that I talk to on a fairly regular basis, meaning at least once every week or two.
Yeah.
Some much
more. So they
more.
Know about your infidelities and stuff?
Sure. Yeah, whatever. That are either old friends, new friends, people I've never met that now I know. Mm. And how is that a bad thing?
Who can not use another friend?
Black, white, green, purple, from Ghana, from wherever they are. I mean,
one-eyed,
it doesn't matter.
One-eared, flying gorilla, people eater.
How's that a bad thing?
A lot of people on the internet, though, were angry that Julian Assange did not get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's the big hero.
Yeah.
Well, it's not about hero. It's not about people
everywhere
who are
but
good.
Here.
It's about people who have made a difference. That's what time figures. This man has made more of a difference.
Hey, man,
they're probably right. It's
Hitler was the man of the year in,
1934, 35, something like that. Yeah. Who's made a difference? Zuckerberg absolutely has made a difference.
Sure.
All right. Zuckerberg and the $15 billion he turned down, one of the focus stories this week from Alex Goldfein. We'll move on, though. Answering a question about Barnes & Noble. What does the Barnes & Noble Nook do that the Amazon Kindle doesn't? You have a Barnes & Noble Nook.
I do have a Nook.
Yes. Jennifer has a Nook. As a matter of fact, Megan picked that out for you a couple of years ago. Was it last year or the year before?
Well, this year. Well, yeah. 2010, yeah.
All right. So anyway, Alex Goldfein, who's our technology tailor, will help you understand which is better as we get a focus on better living here in Good Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
David Pogue reviewed the new Barnes & Noble Nook e-book reader this week in the New York Times. This electronic book reader is different than the others. It features a color screen and a touch screen. It's the first time a mainstream e-book reading device in America has come with color or touch. A couple of interesting results. Pogue says that magazines look great, but books don't really improve. I mean, what can color possibly do to text on pages? Not much. But there is this upside. You can't read Amazon's Kindle in the dark. You have to have a light turned on or a light attached to your Kindle case. The new Nook, you can read it in bed in the dark because its screen is more like a laptop. It's self-illuminating. Another difference, Amazon's black and white Kindle keeps its battery charged forever, weeks at a time. The new Nook, only a couple of days. But it's a big advance in electronic book readers, and Pogue expects all book readers to be in color not too long from now. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Countdown to Christmas. 7 plus 1, right? Yeah, 8 days. We have Christmas Eve a week from tomorrow. Does it seem possible we're here again?
No.
Don't forget, great Christmas gift is the Pajamagram. Go to their website, pajamagram.com. They have 100 styles to choose from. Everything you can imagine. Very warm, wonderful.
I got
great
one for my wife.
Visit pajamagram.com or call them at 800-GIVE-PJs.